Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, 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 and welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and the idea for today is to give you some tips and tricks for this holiday season or for just the end of the year season. If you are a female entrepreneur that been just doing your best, I hope you took some breaks while you were doing the best. This year, you probably arriving at this time ready to unwind, ready to relax and slow down a little. And honestly, I'm there with you. I am so much more open at this moment to advice surrounding slowing down, taking it easy, as opposed to trying to hit my income goals in this last month and a half. There are different paths for everyone. If you're one of those who like feeling this drive to finish at a high, like intense note with all of that, or you have some projects that you can just slow down on, I'm totally there with you as well. However, this season, if you haven't noticed already, if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, especially, you have probably already felt the invitation given to you by the nature around you to exactly that, to slow down, to be, to breathe, to go inside, even internal, reflect and take care of processing what have happened this year. And even though I live on the subtropical tropical island Hawaii, we are entering the more rainy season here where I am specifically located on the southeast of the Big Island, the island itself called Hawaii. There are total 7 or 8 of them. I am really giving away my ignorance right now, but the truth of the matter, depending where you go on the Hawaiian Islands, the weather will be different everywhere. But here, even with all the greens and vegetation still like going full on, especially with all the rain, there is still this invitation to come inside and to be with what's coming up for you. Really, really take care of that. So with that said, before we get into actual tips and tricks that I wanna share with you, also adding some information about nervous system regulation there as well. It won't be just a tip like, oh, go take a bubble bath today. No, what I'm gonna do is, first of all, I will invite you to take a moment and identify where you are at in your nervous system. How are you arriving in the end of this year, at the end of this year? Maybe you are in more of a shutdown state sometimes, even like close to a burnout. Maybe not a complete burnout, but you're definitely noticing that fatigue. I have been noticing mine. Other times you might be more in your sympathetic nervous system, which is this high energy activation, restless, and at certain point is stop feeling good. I know we all like to be driven, but a little bit too much of sympathetic energy and it's basically feels like stress for most people. That would be a good way to describe that kind of an energy, stressful energy, we want to employ other techniques, not exactly the same kind that necessarily that you employ when you are moving from the dorsal, which is that shutdown state. And if you are not familiar with some terminology that I already sprinkled in there, sympathetic, I think most people know what it means, because most of us know that our nervous system has sympathetic and parasympathetic branches, but it also, our parasympathetic system recently have been explored a bit deeper, and the word that scientists have come up for the dorsal, for one of those parts, is dorsal. And that's the one that I just mentioned, and it's responsible for our digestion, for slowing down our heartbeat, for all of those functions that we vitally need to slow down. However, sometimes when we have a little bit of too much of that dorsal activation that feels like a shutdown, we might feel that is more so like a forced slowdown, like a bottom of the pit kind of slowdown. And I don't know if that's where you're at today, or maybe you have noticed yourself reaching those places within, but I'm going to give you some tips and tricks for what to do when you find yourself in that state. And of course, lastly, if you are arriving at this time of the year feeling more regulated or ventral, how we would say in polyvagal theory, sympathetic, dorsal, and ventral, this is how we name the states in polyvagal theory. Quick side note, if you are arriving being mostly regulated, what we want to do is to keep the good thing going, of course. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks for that as well. And before we get in, which is probably just around the corner, I want to thank you, everyone who have been listening to this podcast this year. This is going to be my last solo episode for this year, and I know it's going to be coming out next Wednesday. I'm recording it a week prior, and then it's going to be one more episode for this year with Allie. She's really cool, fiery, beautiful entrepreneur. We're going to be talking about meditation with her, like that's her major self-care tip. And I'm taking a break after that for the month of December. I'm walking my talk, but more so I just need to do so for my own mental health more than anything else. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I just know that this is my time to slow down too and get off social media. I still might be posting here and there because I have a women's retreat coming up next year, and I really want to start to get the word out, but I will not be engaging in DMs. I will not be sending out my newsletter. I will be going into a meditation retreat from December 1st through December 7th. It will be at home, but it will be with the group online guided. Something that I really wanted to do for a long time for myself. I will not be checking my emails. I actually starting to feel a little nervous as I'm saying that. I took off from work completely. I let my clients know like month ahead that this is what I'm going to be doing. And I'm nervous because, of course, you know, it feels so big to allow yourself such a big break. Like in my case, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to take a whole week and I'm going to even tell my friends and my family that I'm not really available as of right now. And I know not everybody has this luxury. I don't have children to attend to. I believe that when you have little ones or even older ones running around, having a 1 week retreat, it might not be something available to you. With that said, I guess take it as possibly an inspiration for you to take your self-care and your me time seriously. Maybe sprinkle a little more of it in the days to come. Because holiday season can be rough for many of us. And interestingly enough, this is the time when we need to practice our nervous system regulation, our self-care tools even more so, because we are entering high energy time. So this is why I want to keep going with the theme for this podcast, to give you some tips and tricks. I'm imagining you, my listener right now, being someone who perhaps have been noticing some feelings of being withdrawn, fatigued, and maybe shutting down at times. And it might be not you, but if you do happen to encounter those in the month of December, just know that you are not alone. First and foremost, and then there are things that you can do to help yourself. In the polyvagal theory language, that would be called dorsal vagal state, which is often a response to prolonged stress and just exhaustion overall when we have too many plates that's spinning and been spinning for quite some time. And we pass the point of stressing out or having this like burst of energy, stressful energy that doesn't really feel that great, but still it's sympathetic. Well, our first response a lot of times is very energetic, but we pass this point. We have been solving problem after problem after problem, and we are running out of some kind of like a deeper reserves of energy that we thought were endless, of course. And we're hitting those moments of fatigue. I definitely can relate to that, especially with the content creation hamster wheel that I have paused a number of times during the year. As soon as I start feeling like, oh, I'm not enjoying it anymore whatsoever, for me, it's a clear sign that something needs to be changed. Sometimes my content needs to pivot, like what I'm posting about, and I just did that. And also, I just need to take a break and regroup. So for whatever reason you have been feeling those moments of exhaustion here and there, what you can do to gently nurture yourself into more of a energy kind of present state is that you can start with very simple and nurturing experiences like sitting down and holding a warm cup of tea in your hand. Getting that blanking out, covering yourself, lighting a candle maybe. Maybe even putting some, like a lamp that has essentials oil, humidifier or something like that in there so that you can kind of start bringing relaxing, but also warming quality of the energy. For myself right now, what I do is that I put on the combination of clove and orange, which I didn't know smells a lot of like Christmas. My husband just commented on it another day. For me, those smells are very warming and in a good sense of that word. I need that warmth right now. Like, it feels like my psyche needs to be warmed up, because it feels like hollow at times, especially in a very rainy weather, cold on the inside, outside. If you are in such a place, so yeah, take a moment in your day, maybe in the evening. We'll start with a slow moment like that. And this is not the time when you want to push yourself to engage in anything strenuous, like an exercise, like a cardio. Like, this is, you're not there yet. You don't have that energy. For a lot of people, this state feels like grief, you know, sadness, a bit like almost numb. So before you get into any kind of intense moving or like wanted to push yourself to get creative or anything, what I would love you to do is to first try to engage from where you may be sitting on that couch with something more gentle. You can either hum or sing or chant yourself and listen to some soothing music and maybe some mantras, something that is activating for your nervous system in this gentle way. I really, really highly recommend humming and singing. And you don't have to know how to sing or be good at it. Of course, it would be nice if you were able to tolerate your voice, because I know that some people just don't like the way they sound. That's the reality. But even if you don't want to sing, I think you can hum along some kind of a tune or a positive affirmation that you can come up with yourself that feels good and soothing for your system. And when you're ready, you can start encouraging some small movement in your body. You can maybe gently stretch, do some easy yoga poses, or maybe some slow paced walk outside if you can. Maybe even just swaying side to side. You see, from this state, we need to take it slow. We can't really pick up our speed fast yet. This kind of a gradual activation will bring more energy into your body and will help it transition from a shutdown state toward more of a gentle presence instead of jumping into like any high energy activities too quickly and overwhelming your system all over again. So that's for when you really feel fatigued or withdrawn. If you are arriving at this year feeling more on edge, anxious, or restless, this is your sympathetic, this is your fight or flight sensation. And I bet a lot of us feeling that way. At this point, what you want to do is maybe probably not jumping into kind of a like a meditation as of yet, or any sitting down techniques with breathing as of yet. Sometimes people can do that right away. For example, I'm not one of them. I first need to engage with this energy, like this pent up energy, through movement as well. That feels natural to me. It could be shaking. It could be a swaying to a rhythm, maybe a little more quick swaying perhaps than the one that you did moving from with being withdrawn to like this activation state. Or maybe it's just dancing. Put your favorite song and dance for a few minutes. You will be amazed how much it can change your mind, your state, your mood, how your body feels. This kind of shaking and dancing will allow your body to process, so to say, the stress that is holding onto and release all of this energy so that it can downshift into a calmer state. And from that calmer state, even just the little calmer state, you can sprinkle in some breathing techniques when, let's say, you breathe in for like, let's say, count of three and breathe out for count of six. You're making your exhales longer. Basically, that's what you're doing. Or even try a gentle guided meditation or meditate on your own with like focus on your breath. I found, and I am a meditator for many years. I took some serious breaks here and there, but for me, meditation comes either early in the morning, if I'm already feeling like, oh, there is like enough quietude in me, in my mind, for me to sustain that. But if I'm coming in from anxious or restless days, I'm never jar myself with just like having to sit down, you know, and breathe. You might need this space and time and movement in between of those activities. So when you try to meditate, when you are actively anxious or stressed and it doesn't work, don't be hard on yourself. You're not in the right place in your nervous system for that to be very smooth. It can still work for people who are particularly well-trained in meditation and have done it for a long time. But for majority of people, I would say we need to start with a little bit of movement to get that energy out, and then breathe, and then close your eyes and listen to a meditation. And if you, Leslie, what you want to do is more to continue nurture where you at right now. Let's say you are lucky enough to somehow arrive at the end of this year regulated. Please tell me how you did it. I want to know. And of course, this is a great time, the holiday time, to really explore what our nervous system really loves to regulate itself with, and its connection with other people. On the one hand, it can be quite overwhelming if we're trying to connect with too many, but on the other hand, if you really take into account your capacity for social connection, make sure that you don't overdo it either, you can really take this time to connect with the people who uplift you, the presence helps you, you know, they're your friends, your family members, if you have those one that you can connect, family members, connection sometimes tricky, and maybe you have an animal. This is a beautiful time to connect with safe other, but also with yourself as well. And that would be connecting with yourself through like some sort of a small rituals of joy and rest. Maybe you want to do a practice that involves gratitude. Like when you just take a moment in the beginning of your day and notice something that you're grateful for and pause and really feel that gratitude washing over your body. It's a really nice thing to do. I don't know how about you, but I start my morning with a glass of water. And I haven't done it in a while, but now I just thought about it. It's a really cool moment to like be thankful for the gift of water. And the gift of life, basically, because water is life. So here you go. This is a moment for you that you don't have to create outside of your routine. But if you drink water in the morning, which I hope you do, you can just take that moment to be grateful. And that's just one example of how you can create a small ritual of joy and rest. Otherwise, of course, the things that you can do that you already know better than I do, because you know yourself, listen to the music, spending time in nature, if you have good weather where you at, or if you don't mind some interesting weather, and maybe get creative with your art, whatever. The point is that it doesn't have to be big. It can be very small. It can be like 5, 10, 15 minutes sprinkled into your day so that you can bring your nervous system back into more of a regulated state from wherever it happened to go, because life is busy. And of course, if you stick to those practices, you will create resilience within your system that will carry you on and through this holiday season so that you can navigate it with a more balance. So that's that. And I was not going to be active in my Facebook group. I recently created a Facebook group where we keep each other accountable in our self-care goals, nervous system regulation goals in particular. We are only 30 people strong, but it's a beautiful group of people. I have two self-care besties that I, actually three, one of them is not in a group, with whom we exchange audio messages and just messages about, oh, I did this today. I actually have to send Kate that I worked out today. And that's a great helper when you have somebody to report to that, I had a plan to do my self-care today and I didn't do it. You feel like, it's not like you're being put on a spot. It's more so like it's a reminder that you had this intention. And when you have to report to someone but yourself, it just keeps it in front of your mind so that you don't forget. So I think I'm going to keep that group active and going. And I'm going to link it for the month of December. That's what I'm trying to say. So, because I know that this is the time when we need those reminders the most. And there are a lot of like reminders that I post in that group, like take a breath, check in with yourself, and et cetera. And I would feel kind of bad if I just dropped off the planet Earth for when my ladies probably need those reminders the most. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. I really wish you a beautiful rest of this year. Thank you so much for listening. Again, one more episode going to be coming out next Wednesday after this, and that would be the last one for this year. And if you want some self-care bestie energy in your life, just join my Facebook group. I'm going to link it in the show notes. And we'll find you a pair. Every Tuesday I post find an accountability buddy post when people can raise their hand and say, I need one or would love to be one for someone. This is a great place to pair with someone who also wants to achieve self-care goals. And you can cheer each other on this path. So thank you again, and I guess I'll talk to you next year, early January, unless I see you in a group sooner than that. Thank you so much for listening to the Peace Girls Here podcast. If you liked it, feel free to share with somebody who would need this reminder to take care of herself. And yeah, self-care is sacred. Please remember that. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.